I love hearing the cottagers walking down the road singing praises to the Lord. And we're going to hear them do that this morning as well. So I'm going to turn things over to our sister Beth and to all the counselors that have been working with her so faithfully this week. God bless you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This week, we have had the most wonderful time in the cottage. We've enjoyed trying and participating in all the things that camp has to offer, trying everything, even at meals. Your children all tried everything. And we've been having a really wonderful time in chapel. Everybody comes eager to hear the word. We've been studying about Moses' life and God's faithfulness to Moses, his faithfulness to the people of God, and his faithfulness to us. We've also enjoyed our own time of worship and praise. The beginning of the week was a little quiet, not so many hands raised for the ones to pray out. But as the days go on, more and more hands go out. And the blessing that I receive hearing these young children praise the Lord, I can only imagine how it makes Jesus feel. So I thank you all for praying for us, for supporting us, for lending us your children. And we're looking forward to the next week. So I'm going to have them have some things prepared for you.
Second Peter.
so much.
Jesus loves me,
this I know.
Lord, we thank you for these cottagers, these young brothers that you've sent to us. We thank you, Lord, for the precious work that you're doing in their lives. Lord, every one is precious to you. And Lord, we know that you want to save them, fill them, and set their life on a course to glorify God, serve him all the days of their lives. We believe that seeds are being planted in them, Lord, that will take root as they continue to grow and bring forth wonderful fruit for the glory of our Heavenly Father. We pray you'll bless this coming week. And we pray if there are things that yet you want to do for them, we know that is the case, that you'll be able to accomplish all your good pleasure in each and every one. Let everyone return home having met Jesus, changed, and been able to live for him more greatly by his grace. Bless the counselors, strengthen and encourage them, Lord. Fill them with faith, Lord, fresh faith for the days ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. You know, the other day I came up to Pilgrim Camp and I saw a man named Walter Kalick. Walter Kalick. Who knows Walter Kalick? Yeah. He's been around for a long time. We love Brother Walter. I found a big Walter and then I found a little Walter while I was up at camp. And that was very cute to see a little boy named Walter, because I haven't heard that name in a while. Brother Walter used to do something in our church during vacation Bible school called Gospel Magic. Now, we don't really believe in magic, and sometimes when you tell him, Brother Walter, don't call it Gospel Magic. It's not magic, it's tricks, right? It's tricks. You know what a trick is? Has anyone ever tricked you? They made you believe something that really wasn't true? But watch this. See this cup?
Yeah.
Watch. I didn't say abracadabra. Watch. Will you make the benefit of this? All right, ready? So take off my top hand. Then, wait. It's got to be at the right moment.
Because
it's a trick. It's not magic. It's a trick. You can always figure out a trick. Some are hard to figure out. But you figured that out right away, didn't you? Well, later on I'm going to talk to you about some people that tricked Joshua and the children of Israel. So this is just a little preview. Right. Now, we're going to sing another song, and then we're going to hear from our sister Bethany and her group. Evidently, second period, you have to be named Bethany to be a head counselor. So it seems.
Okay. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim. 455.
Well, maybe we should collect our offering now. That would be a good thing to do. This morning, our offering is for the children, for the children's fund, and the money that's collected enables children to come to camp throughout the summer. And so, as you give, understand where that money's going, and the Lord bless you as you do. So our ushers will help us with the offering as we sing number 455. I guess it's better to remain seated. No? All right. Brother Tom says stand up. And Brother Tom says stand up. We do it.
Oh,